40 years ago today, Tom Ferraro of Rochester made a community-wide plea for food for people who didn't have enough. The warehouse manager at Thomas's English Muffins answered that plea, and Ferraro later had a school bus full of English muffins after he realized they wouldn't fit inside his station wagon. You might say this was the day FoodLink was founded in 1978. And the regional food bank is celebrating this 40th anniversary today by reenacting that first donation. FoodLink President and CEO Julia Tedesco is here to tell us about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. Thanks for having me.
What drove Tom Ferraro to be such an advocate for people who did not have enough food to eat?
You know, Tom was really about connecting the dots. And I think that's what drove him, is that he saw there was an incredible abundance of food and there was no mechanism to get it to people in need. It simply was dumped at the time. There wasn't any other incentives. And yet he saw an increase in the need at emergency food pantries in the city of Rochester. And he connected those two things to serve people. And that's what he did his entire career long. The rest of his 35 years working at FoodLink is to connect the dots in order to serve our community.
40 years ago in 1978, were there many food banks around?
No, FoodLink was really one of the first food banks in the nation. One had begun in Arizona, but we were one of the first handful of the nation that were really beginning to take excess food and get it to people in need. And in the city of Rochester, there was only three pantries serving people directly at that time. Today, we have over 90 pantries and emergency food agencies in the city of Rochester.
Tell us what's happening today. You're doing a reenactment of this day 40 years ago, right?
That's right. We're really celebrating the milestone. December 19th, we always consider Muffin Day here at FoodLink. But today, on the 40th anniversary, we're really paying it forward and honoring that first donation as a catalyst of all that was to come. And so Thomas's English Muffins has generously donated 800 packs of English muffins in honor of the day. And we are spending the morning over at St. Peter's Soup Kitchen, one of our great partners in the southwest area of Rochester, donating those English muffins and serving individuals in need.
Tom Ferraro, the FoodLink founder, died in 2014 of cancer. And obviously, he got to see the amazing growth of this organization in the 36 years he served as the leader. What do you see for the future of FoodLink now?
Yeah, a lot of what Tom envisioned is truly coming true. And this year, we're really looking at the future. And what I expect to see is that we'll continue to look at the root causes of hunger. We don't aim just to distribute food to feed people on any given day, but to really take them out of the emergency food system. And so over the next 40 years, we will continue to evolve into a public health organization to distribute food in order to improve the health of this entire community. We're continuing to build our workforce development programs that build bridges out of poverty, and really thinking about food as a way to empower people and build community, not just feed people.
Mitch Gruber, who works for your organization and sits on city council, he told Evan Dawson on Connections this week that FoodLink is exploring the notion of nonprofit food retailers. That's something you're looking at too?
That's right. We are considering all innovative ways to stretch people's food dollars. And we know, Tom Ferraro knew from the very start, that food banking does not end hunger. It alleviates hunger on any given day. So we continue to explore other ways, whether they're market-based initiatives or nonprofit initiatives, to stretch people's food dollars, to keep them in their homes, to keep their lights on, to keep their families healthy. And one of those ways is a nonprofit grocery store. It's been piloted in other communities with great success across the country. And so we continue to do our research and explore those types of opportunities.
FoodLink President and CEO Julia Tedesco, happy anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.